Proud of You is a parenting advice podcast and support group for dads hosted by two goofy dads. They are not pediatricians, nutritionists, OBGYNs, psychologists, nor are they authorities on parenting. They're just two dinguses trying to figure it all out. Their advice should not be taken as expert information. Parenting looks different for everyone, and there's no wrong way to be a dad. Frankly, if you're taking the time to listen to a podcast about it, you're already doing a great job. And these dads are proud of you.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome back. I am Derek Mata.
And I am Andrew Goody, and we are proud of you. This week on Proud of You, it's Christmas. Well, it's not, but it's almost Christmas, so Merry Christmas.
Here I am, like, I was going to wear my hat, I was going to have lights and everything, and you're wearing your beautiful Christmas sweater, and I'm like...
I was prepared to join this podcast today and find Derek in a full Buddy the Elf costume. And I'm thoroughly disappointed by this t-shirted Derek in an empty office.
I'm disappointed in myself. Christmas is my favorite time of year. Like, to the point I had 5 Christmas trees in my house at one time. Like, Christmas is the best.
Well, if there's one thing that I've found since becoming a dad, this is only my second Christmas as a dad. My daughter was 8 months old last Christmas. Christmas looks different when you're a parent, and sometimes life gets in the way of your Christmas traditions, especially when they're young. Obviously, things change, and I'm really stoked for this Christmas, because this is the first Christmas where my daughter is actually old enough to, like, really know what's happening, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And, like, I put lights on the house at the first week of December, and she's been stoked. And every night we have this big light up tree in the front yard where the lights, like, dance and make patterns and stuff on the tree. And every night since I put it up, she asks if we can go out front and watch the tree dance. And it was a dad win of dad wins. Like, I'm so excited that my kid is as excited about Christmas lights as I am.
I'm gonna go look at your tree too, but hey, good, I'm coming to your house.
Yeah, man.
I'm the kind of guy that a couple years ago I purchased one of the generic, I think it's a Mr. Christmas music boxes. It's got thick plugs in it, and it will shut each plug off depending on the song to make each strand of light say whatever you do. Like, but so that was my plan. And I have the higher end version that I've yet to use. So I'm hoping next year that my house will be the house that everybody comes to see and sit out front because of some grand display I do. But I'm scared of heights. So that's the funny thing is I don't know how the hell I'm putting Christmas lights in my own house. Cannot stand heights.
You're gonna call me and say, hey, Goody, get up on the second floor of my house.
admittedly, I have called somebody to come hang a wreath in the second story window of my current house. Because, like, for one, I didn't have a ladder. For two, I was like, I'm not getting my ass up.
I mean, why would you have a ladder if you're scared of heights? You're never going to use it.
Exactly. So, you know, dad fail on my part. Like, won't put up. I love Christmas lights. Scared to put them up in my own house.
It's okay. The first floor just completely decked out. Second story, whole nother story. Literally.
I did that. Yeah, I did that when we lived in Arizona. Like, the first story of the left side of the house had lights on it. The right side of the house, because it was a two-story.
The most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
I'm pretty terrible.
So, what we had kind of touched on the idea of talking about gifts. What is the best Christmas gift you've ever gotten?
Ooh, like, in my entire, like, including my adulthood?
Yeah, I mean, that you can remember. When you think best Christmas gift, what comes to mind? It's a tough question.
So it is a tough question because I don't remember a lot of what I've gotten in the past, but I will say the best gift I have ever gotten was the one I recently used last month. And my wife had purchased me it's called the Extreme Experience, where you get in a car of your choice, like a super car of your choice, and you go around the track a couple times. I, as a car guy, loved it. I was upset it was only three laps. Like, the Atlanta one is a lot bigger, so you only get three laps instead of four. And then at the third lap, I got stuck behind their what's they have some car that kind of teaches you to the track, but it got stuck behind a Ferrari who was scared to go faster. So, like, that's neither here nor there, but probably one of the coolest things I've ever gotten, because, like, I've
Sounds
always
awesome.
wanted to be behind something that's got 500 plus horsepower, and then just say, when they say, just go, just throw the car around the corners. Like, this car is $100,000 plus. Like, I'm scared to do that. I'm like, no, it's cool. Do
Yeah.
it. Like, coolest shit ever. Like, I want to do it again. If it wasn't so expensive, I'd definitely do it again.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love experiential gifts like that. I'm a very materialistic person. Not like my personality, but like I like stuff, right? I like things. But like I find that the experiences, the experiential gifts like that tend to be the ones that you remember most.
Exactly, because and that's why it was such a hard question for me, because, like, the things I have received, I don't remember, because I've either used them, threw them away, sold them, whatever. But, like, that, and yes, I know that just happened, but, like, that is gonna stick with me. And like anything, like you said, experiences will stay with you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, like I think for me, my wife excels at a philosophy that I really like, which is if you want to get somebody a good physical gift, find something that will improve their life like in a meaningful way, but not just like once, but like day to day, right? So like my wife bought me my pair of AirPod Pros, and I like miles per gallon, man. I have gotten more hours out of these than I've probably gotten out of any other single item that I own. I live on podcasts and audiobooks and music. And so there's basically no time in my life when I don't have an AirPod in my ear. Cut to me 20 years from now when they find out that Bluetooth causes cancer or something. But
But you're enjoying your life right now, so
But I'm
okay.
enjoying the hell out of it right now. And like her and her best friend bought them for me a few years back, and literally like every single day I use them and I think about the two of them and how special of a gift that was. My wife bought me my favorite watch that I wear basically every day, or at least it's in the rotation, so I'm wearing it, two or three times a week tops, or like and every time I put it on, I'm like, oh yeah, Emily got this for me. And it's those little things. And it can be something as small as like, I remember my first office job, my girlfriend at the time saw that I was using a like shitty like grade school scissors that I had had since like elementary school.
Grade school.
Yeah, grade school. And threw them away and bought me a pair of Fiskars, like a $9 pair of scissors, right? Monumentally changed my life, because anytime I had to cut paper ever, which in that particular job I had to cut off, it's neither here nor there. It was something that came up on a daily basis where I was like struggling and fighting with these dull, stupid scissors that I had. And having a sharp, good, comfortable pair of scissors changed my life for $10.
And it's funny though, because my wife is the same way. Like, she wanted a good pair of scissors. And so last year I got her it was like a two pack, and she will not let anybody else use the scissors for anything. Those are her good scissors. Like, and so she, so and I knew that that was gonna make that difference for her. So I fucking did it. Like, it was, and I think it was, and they might have been Fiskars. I don't know what brand they were. And they might
Yeah.
have been, $20 for the two
We're
pack.
not sponsored by Fiskars. We don't need to.
I mean, it's Fiskars are
Yeah.
staples. Your choice.
Yeah, man. No,
And
that's
no, I like that philosophy, is choose something that's gonna make a difference. Like, I love gift giving. Yes, I also love receiving gifts, but like that is my love language, is giving gifts. So like my wife's like, we're not going to do any gifts this year. Obviously, you know why, because of the whole thing. Yeah. And it kills me inside, because I'm like, I have to, it's Christmas time. Like I have to make you smile with something you didn't even remember you told me 6 months ago. Like it, and it's, and I nail it every year. Like I am the fucking best at gift giving.
It's such a hard thing for me, because I'm that way. I'm physical gifts, right? Like buying gifts is my love language, and receiving gifts is a way that I receive love really well. But Emily is all about like acts of service and time spent together. And so like for me, the challenge that I have is finding a gift that is meaningful to her, rather than something that is just like, I like giving you this, right? Like I enjoy giving you a gift. It's figuring out like the experience or the, you know, time that we can spend together and stuff. And those can be really great too. I mean, I remember last year, I think it was the year before last. I don't know, man. Pandemic time is all sometime in the last 3 years. One of those Christmases, the gift that we got her mom, her mom and her are both huge Gilmore Girls fans. And I don't know, Derek, if you've ever even watched Gilmore Girls.
I've seen a few episodes, and I know of the show. I think my mom was really into it, and somebody else, and it might have been like an ex-girlfriend was really into it. But that, you know, that show was relevant early 2000s, and like at this point it was fucking 23 years ago.
Yeah. But so they're both huge Gilmore Girls fans, and there's a running thing that like they have the Gilmore family dinner, and every Friday night in the show it's kind of a bad thing, but that's not the point. Every Friday night Lorelai and Rory go over to her parents' house and they have dinner together. And so for Emily's mom, for Christmas, we got her Gilmore family dinners, and January through February, like the first 2 months of the following year, every Friday night we had them over, and I'd cook dinner and make cocktails, and they would, you know, her and her husband would come over, and we'd all have a family dinner together. And it was really cool, because one, it kind of stretched that Christmas joy through January and February. Yeah. And two, like all of those dinners were really cool. We got to know each other better. We became a really close, tight-knit family unit, you know? And I think stuff like that is awesome. And it's harder for me. Those are the gifts that are hard for me to come up with, right? Because that's not the way that I receive gifts well. And again, I love getting those gifts because I don't think about them, right?
No, exactly. Like, and that's, you know, I in an earlier episode, like that's what I made mention of what I did for my wife last Christmas, is it was, hey, I'm gonna send you to a hotel so you just have that time away that you need that you don't ever get. And we had made mention also in that same episode, like, yeah, sometimes you can't do that. So something as simple as, honey, we're going to sit around a table, because I know a lot of families don't sit around tables anymore and have dinner, but I bet you a lot of mothers wish they could do that. So like, hey, honey, I'm going to cook dinner for us, and we're going to sit around the table every Friday night. Like, and I bet you that would speak volumes. Like, and it doesn't cost anything. You're already having dinner. Yeah. The table you're sitting at has already been purchased by your wife, most likely your significant other.
Yeah, it takes time and planning and intention to, you know, figure out, or especially if you're the one, if you're not normally the person who cooks, right? Because like for me, I typically am the person who cooks anyway, but like, you know, for you, your wife is the primary cook in the house. So if you did that, like, not only are you giving her that gift of family dinner, you're also giving her some ease, because you're taking cooking off of her busy schedule once a week, right? Like every Friday, she knows Derek's gonna cook, and the food's gonna be terrible, but it's gonna be on the table.
I cook fantastic. My wife hates how I cook. That's why I don't. Because as she quotes, "Honey, I love you. I cook for myself because I add seasoning to the food. That's what it is." But you know, we're on this topic of like what dads can give their significant others. But like, you know what's super hard these days?
Shopping for your kids.
Shopping for your fucking kids. Like they're easy when they're, you know, the ages of like my two youngest and your child. Like they like those bright flashy things, the things that make noise, the things that they can run around the house with. They like that physical item they can hold in their hand. So let me tell you, we have been asking our oldest, what do you want for Christmas? For 6 months now, one of them was a trip to Germany. I checked my bank account. That's not fucking
happening. Yeah, I was going to say, that's a really cool gift if you're in the position to give it.
Like, yeah, okay, yeah. I'd like to go to Germany too, and that shit ain't fucking happening. Because he wants to watch Rocket League, the Rocket League championship, which I get, like, kids these days are all about technology, and that's what makes it difficult. It's like, in this day and age, like, if you want something, you kind of just buy it for your kids, for yourself, for your spouse. Like, there's not a, hey, wait till your birthday, wait till Christmas. So it's like, yesterday we finally got something out of him. After 6 months, like, hey, I can use a new headset. Like, cool, I'm going to spend the $50, and now what else do you want? Like,
yeah,
nothing. I don't want anything.
Hey, man, like, it makes it easy.
No, it doesn't. Like, because the same way, like, Christmas morning, and maybe we're so set in the olden days of the late 1900s, of like Christmas morning, you got up, you woke up your family, you ran to the Christmas tree, and you had all the presents there, and you couldn't wait to open them. Like, kids these days don't care about that shit. And it's like, and it hurts me for one, like as a dad who loves fucking Christmas, like it hurts.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah, no. And that's, I think it all depends on the kid, right? And it depends on the situation, but it's challenging. I can't really speak to that because my daughter, I am fairly convinced that the most exciting thing that Alana is going to get for Christmas is wrapping paper in boxes, because she won't care what's in them.
Like, that was my youngest son last year, but she just wanted to play with all the trash.
Yeah. I've joked about just wrapping empty boxes. Like, we have empty boxes around the house. Just throw some wrapping paper on them. She'll be thrilled. Like, genuinely, yeah. She'll just like to open them.
And maybe that's what you should do. You save yourself so much money. Yeah. But it's just knowing we were coming into this Christmas episode, like I want to know, and I want to make sure it's known on, you know, our social media pages coming into Christmas, like what are parents doing in this time? Like when kids have their cell phones and kids have, I don't know. Do kids have access to credit cards and debit cards these days? I feel like they do. I don't know, because my kids don't. Like, they have their big TVs, they have their Xboxes, their PlayStations, their fancy ass controllers, their computers. Like, what do you give a kid these days?
Yeah, somebody send Derek a preteen gift guide, please. We'll return the favor by putting out a dad gift guide. How about that? If somebody can figure out what to give Derek's kids for Christmas, we'll return the favor with a holiday dad gift guide.
And you know, I wanted to make mention, because, and I wanted to do this to see who actually listens. How far are we into this? Like, and this recording so far?
We're 15 minutes deep.
So what I wanted to do is, if anybody actually got to this point, is, so personally for this Christmas, before Christmas happens, if somebody comments with a preteen, to tie into it, a preteen a list of gifts for preteen, I will send you $100, like, from my own bank account. For any parent that wants to send me a list, even if a preteen's listening to this, which would be unusual, but if they were, like, let me know a gift, and I will send you $100 from my own account. Like, just comment below, email us. We'll put all our social media at the very end. Like, I am at a dead end here that I'm willing to do that. And also, like, and before Christmas of 2023, if anybody watches this after that, obviously offer is no longer valid. But to make somebody else's Christmas easier too. You're making my Christmas easier, I'll make your Christmas easier. Like, but you know, teens are hard to shop for, right? Preteens, teens, all that. What are, you don't see this in the video. This thumbs up just popped up. Did you see it on your...
I did, and I'm pretty sure that's going to be in the recording, and I'm going to have to cut that out. What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
I thought you did something on your
hand. No, my hands are here. That is so weird. Like,
that was really fucking weird.
I don't know. So weird. But so
I was
so,
gonna say, and we'll cut back in here.
No, keep that in there because that's weird because I don't know how Zoom works. I bet you a lot of people.
This is our first podcast, folks.
That is our first podcast. Teens, preteens, all that is hard to shop for. What about us as dads? Like, as dads, we, and you see the jokes on Facebook when like it's a picture of socks with holes in them. Like, oh, just a couple more days, boys, and we're getting new socks. We're getting new underwear. Like, is that a thing that actually happens?
I mean, that was always the thing when I was a kid, right? And I always just assumed it was because I grew up poor. But like my stocking was always like the bottom, you know, I don't have a stocking around, which is You know what a stocking looks like. The foot portion, like the toe of the stocking, was always an orange and like three pairs of socks every time. It was all an like orange candy and toys and everything up the top. But yeah, I mean, that's just old school Christmas tradition. But yeah, it was a fresh orange and a like three or four pairs of socks. And I always, like, as a kid, I was like, ah, yeah, we're poor. We only get socks during Christmas, whatever. And now that I'm an adult and I buy my own socks, I'm like, man, I wish Santa Claus brought me three or four pairs of socks every year. That'd be pretty great. Like, and I can buy my own socks on a Tuesday. I just don't.
and you know, it's exactly. So like as dads, like if we really cared about that, so we could go buy it ourselves. Like, no, this pair has got a couple months left in it. Like, dad, your whole foot's sticking out. Like, nah, we're good. But like, do dads actually like receiving that? Like,
I think it's really tough because dads is such a broad topic, right? Because like we talked about a little bit in our episode where we talked about personal care and taking time for yourself. I am a dad. And I'm also a human who has interests.
What?
I know, shocking. those interests are what you should get me for Christmas. My dad-related things, like, and I mean, maybe that's not true, actually. I think, like, as my kid gets older, and I'm this is all hypothetical, right? Because I don't know. But I feel like as my kid gets older, once my kid gets to like your oldest, right? When my kid is a preteen and they're, you know, 10, 12, and they want to go hang out with their friends and not go stand in our front yard and look at the Christmas tree that I put up, like giving a gift of something that I enjoy with them, right? So like my daughter 10 years down the road planning a father-daughter camping trip for the two of us to go do something that I love camping together, or getting like a rock climbing gym pass for the two of us for a month to go and rock climb together, or you know, getting tickets to a concert of a band that I really like or that the two of us like together, right? Like something like that, some shared experience, I think would be really cool. I'm 100% backtracking from what I was about to say of don't get dad's dad gifts, because I actually now I'm 100% sold on the idea of that sounds great.
But like, but you're going with like super awesomely cool dad gifts versus socks and underwear and ties. Like,
those aren't dad gifts. Those are lame human gifts. Those are essentials.
So you and I are on the same page, but because my, you know, like I always say, my wife's going to watch this, and you know, sometimes she gets, or she or my children will get me a pair of socks that go with my dress shoes. And like, yes, I do like those socks, but like, I like those socks because they're quirky and they're, you know, they're different. If you buy me a pack of fucking tube socks from Walmart, then I might have a, like, come on, there's no thought put into that.
We're also, I do want to take a step back and say, you and I are both approaching this from a very privileged point of view. We are both in a very advantageous position of being able to buy the things that we want when we want and buy things for our kids and our family when we want to or when they want things. Not everybody is in that position, right? And so like, if I was, you know, wearing some threadbare drawers and have a toe sticking out of my sock like a Simpsons character, I might be thrilled to see a jumbo pack of, you know, Hanes under the Christmas tree and some shitty Walmart tube socks. Like, for me, totally. I think those things are stocking stuffers, right? If you want to get me socks for Christmas, get me a cool pair of like Bombas or MeUndies socks with some funny pattern or something quirky or like a cartoon character or something, and make it like a stocking stuffer. That's not my main gift. But that's not everybody's experience, right? Every dad is in a different position, and a lot of dads
I guess that makes sense.
Presents, because the money that they would have to get Christmas presents went to getting their kids everything they could afford, you know?
No, I guess that does make sense, because like we're definitely, like you said, we're definitely speaking from our own standpoint. Other than, you know, if my daughter's like, "Dad, I was thinking of you and I got you some socks," like, I'd be like, "Oh, I love these, honey," because like my daughter for some reason was thinking about me when she saw some socks. So I get it, but you know, I think the point
for me, I don't like essentials as gifts, right?
I think I'm clothing, with you on that one.
Like socks, shirts, like basic, and like I think unique things, right? Like you said, like socks that have a cool pattern on them, or socks that your daughter saw and went, "Oh, these remind me of dad. I want to get them for him." Not just a plain pair of tube socks or plain pair of black dress socks or whatever. You know, the graphic t-shirt that says something, or is like a cool band, like a vintage band shirt of your favorite band type of thing. Not the plain white V-neck undershirt that I wear under all of my dress shirts for work every day. Like, you know, like those unique things can be gifts, but those essentials, and again, for some people, essentials are what they need and therefore what they want. But if you're talking about gifts from a privileged, joyous position of something that makes me happy as a dad and as a gift receiver, I want something cool. I want something fun. I don't want socks and underwear and ties and, you know, stuff that I need. I want bullshit. video games, or hiking gear, or something to help me do one of the million hobbies that I've picked up this year.
No, so a couple years ago, my wife bought me I can't remember the name of it. It was like a grass thing. Like, you stick it in the ground to see how high your grass is, to tell you how healthy your grass is supposed to be. I thought it was the coolest gift. And I bet you it cost like $5 on Amazon. It was, and because at the time I was like, "Man, I'm going to make my grass the coolest grass in the neighborhood." I didn't. I mean, you know, spoiler alert, I filled it full of weeds. But like, it was such a small thing. But like,
that's such a dad gift to like make your lawn pretty.
Oh man, I wanted the prettiest lawn. My neighbor down the street, when like he does like golf course grass every year, like super jealous.
Oh man,
not me. But
you know, I ain't got time to kill bees.
But what was I saying? Oh, but back to the essentials, like, because you keep mentioning stocking stuffers, and I think my upbringing might have been different than yours, and you know, I'm curious to see, you know, to know everybody else's thing, like, what is supposed to go in a stocking? Like, I don't know. Everything I know, like what we put in stockings, is because my wife's like, "We're going to put this in the stocking." Like, growing up, it was always like dollar store toys is what my parents filled it with. So like, cool, dollar store toys.
That was always like, for when I was growing up, like Santa brought us like one gift and a stocking. And the stocking was always like I said, it was an orange, three pairs of socks, and usually like a couple of like weird like toy soldiers or like dollar store type kitschy stuff. As my sister got older, it turned into like lip gloss or like a eye makeup compact type of thing. Like, and then just fistfuls of Christmas candy. and that was the stocking, man. I've never gotten like car keys in a stocking by any stretch.
Do people get that? Like, give me some car keys.
I don't know, man. So that's something that I think It's something that I never even remotely considered until I had a kid. And it, honestly, my niece and nephew, who are a little bit older, they're in public school. And that is really what made me think of, like, once you have a kid, like, your Christmas traditions, your kids talk about those with their friends. Mm-hmm. And so, like, Santa can be a real issue, right? Because not everybody's Santa can afford to bring them a Nintendo Switch. As much as everybody's elves are working the same and everybody's Santa is the same Santa, not everybody's Santa can fit a Switch in the stocking. And, you know, so I think for me, and something that my wife and I are really big on is, Santa brings one cool gift, and it is something kind of small and something pretty chill, and it is mostly candy. And mom and dad bring the cool gifts, right?
Yeah.
Because I don't ever want to be that person who makes Christmas a bummer for some other kid because what they got was three pairs of socks and an orange, and what my kid got was a Nintendo Switch, and that's what makes that kid not believe in Santa anymore, because they didn't get the cool thing that my daughter got, you know?
And, you know, my wife and I are on the same page. Like, you know, for one, we don't want Santa to get credit for that Nintendo Switch, that new Xbox, that new PlayStation, because, like, we work hard for our money. So, like, why is the big fat man going to get credit for it?
Yeah.
But also, like, yeah, you go to school and, oh, Santa got me the new Xbox 27 or whatever. I mean, you know, once our kids were growing up. And I was a kid that Santa didn't give me jack shit. It was dollar store toys in the stocking. So, like, when kids were like, oh, I got a new Nintendo 64, I'm like, does Santa not like me? Like, what the fuck did I do wrong?
Well, and that's – so, like, we could go down a whole rabbit hole here, and we might talk about it more. Spoiler alert, next week we're going to do an episode on Christmas traditions. But we might talk about it more then, but for me, I have a lot of problems with Santa. In the modern application of Santa is always watching you, and you have to behave and you have to be good, because he knows if you do anything wrong, and if you do anything wrong, you're going to end up on the naughty list and get punished. And I hate that. I hate the omnipotent being that is always watching you, that knows everything that you're doing, and you can't do anything out of step, or else you're going to get in trouble for it. And you have to be good because you're seeking a reward rather than because you just want to be a good person, right? You want to behave so you can get the Nintendo 64, not because not being an asshole is the right thing to do. And I know that that's probably, I probably just pissed off half of our viewership, because that's a very commonly held belief in this country and in this world. But I just, it's such a problem for me. And so for me, like, Santa brings one gift, and that never changes, right? Santa brings you your stocking. Mom and dad know, you know, if you're being a good kid or a bad kid, and those gifts can change, right? Like, so you can still reward. And I'm luckily not at a point where I'm rewarding or chastising my daughter's behavior through gift giving. But
you'll be there.
we'll see, man. I hope that I have a good open relationship with my daughter, and that we never hit a punitive level of justice, but we'll see as she gets older. But if we do get to that point where, like, you know, our kid's a total delinquent, like I was as a kid, Santa's not the one who's going to punish her for that. I am. Like, I'm not going to get her. She's not going to get that PS4 from me, or PS6. I don't know.
Was that a straw or a cinnamon stick? What is that fancy shit you're drinking right there?
It's a cinnamon stick. It's Christmas.
I debated, not to get off topic here, I debated getting some kind of learning some fancy drink for our Christmas episodes we're doing.
Bringing you on Obviously board.
I didn't. I'm in my main brand tumbler of mug over here.
There you go. In my brand, in my headcanon, that's filled with bougie eggnog, but
no, it's a strawberry guava mojito simply with some rum.
the Christmassy beverage.
Hey, I'm cheap. no, but and I don't want to get too much on the topic of stand-up because I think it is a good thing for next week.
Yeah.
Because you know, you really did touch on some good points of why is he the one who decides if you get a good one or a bad one when, and kind of tie it all back together. Like, when you get the Switch and everybody knows that you're the asshole of the school and you're getting your Nintendo Switch, but, you know, little Suzy Q over here volunteers at the old people home every week and she got three pairs of socks and an orange.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but it's...
Yeah, no, you keep going. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. It's just, it's tough. It's you know, that it's something that I'm thankful that I haven't had to address yet, as a lot of parts of parenting. I have pretty strong opinions about it that may or may not change as I actually address those things with my kid. But my feelings on Santa are pretty set in stone.
No, and that's good. Like, definitely you have to be sad because society these days are going to tell you that you're a bad parent if you do this, you're a bad parent if you do this, and there's no actual happy medium there. But, like, we do something similar, and I can't remember how many gifts Santa got last year, but I just know, well, for one, my youngest son, up until about 6 months ago, thought his Paw Patrol roller coaster Santa brought it, and we're like, no, he didn't. Like, we bought that. And they're like, no, Santa brought this for me. Like, you know what? If that's what makes you happy, then sure, he did. Because, you know, he already has forgotten about it, and like, he's not going to remember, you know, this Christmas or whatever. But we do the stockings plus, I think we did either one gift or just a couple. I know he got like rain boots. Like,
yeah.
The big thing is just school.
Yeah, the big thing is just not making that big gift, right? Because typically, I mean, I don't know, there are people who are a lot more privileged than us who are listening to this and are like, oh, you only bought your kid one Nintendo Switch for Christmas? But like, like, typically in most families, you're only going to get one, like, Red Ryder BB gun gift, right? You're only gonna get one big thing, and I strongly believe that big thing should not come from Santa.
And thinking about it, since you mentioned, you know, Christmas Story, which is a half decent Christmas movie, is Christmas movies? Yes, I know. I'm upsetting you tonight with all my reviews of Christmas movies.
Which tonight I learned that Derek thinks. Tonight I learned that Derek thinks The Grinch is the worst Christmas movie of all time, and I don't know if we can continue to co-host this podcast together.
I cannot stand The Grinch, and it might be a Jim Carrey thing, but that's neither here nor there. Not that Jim Carrey will ever listen to this, but like, not
continue about The Christmas Story, please.
But like, no. So the Christmas movie, since you brought up A Christmas Story, like, he wanted the Red Ryder BB gun, and every Christmas movie is like the kids want that one gift. We just finished watching one that just came out this year, and the kid wanted a new game console, and his parents didn't get it for him, so he waited and he was looking, and he went to Santa's workshop and he robbed it from him, and Santa got him this game console. Yeah, the whole premise of the movie didn't actually make sense. Like, it's not for adults, it's for children. Yeah. And just like, we're led to believe that Santa is going to get us these big gifts, is going to get us that game console, the new skateboard, the new whatever kids are into these days, like the new cell phone. Like, no, take ownership. Like, I got that shit for you.
Yeah, man. No, and that's, I mean, whatever. There's no wrong way to be a dad. I will die on that hill. And if you have strong convictions and feel differently, please parent your kids the way you want to parent your kids. But for me, that's a pretty hard line, because it's going to affect other people, right? That's the biggest thing for me, is that's something that's not going to impact my kid negatively, but my kid's experience could negatively impact somebody else's kid. And I never want to be the keystone for killing somebody's Christmas spirit, or making somebody have a bad Christmas, even if they still like believe in Santa, but they don't, you know, think they did something wrong. They think they upset Santa because Santa didn't get them the thing that they wanted. That sucks, man. Like, that's like feeling like you, like, you know, we've talked about it a little bit before, that like, I'm disappointed in you is the heaviest thing a dad can say. To hear that from Father Christmas, from Père Noël himself, like, Santa Claus is disappointed in you, so he didn't get you an N64, but he got Timmy, the to use your words, school asshole. Like, it breaks my heart, man. I can't imagine it.
Yeah, that's, and I don't know, like, I feel like I've also worked too hard. Like, I've been on the bottom and worked my way to where I am. Like, I don't want somebody else to get credit for something that I've worked hard for. And maybe that's selfish. Like, and I don't take a lot of credit for a lot of the things I do, but like, when it comes to gift giving, the one thing I take absolute fucking pride in, I don't want Santa to be the one that gets that credit.
No, totally. So bringing it back to the gift giving side, I asked you what the best gift that you got was. What's the worst gift you've ever gotten?
That one I'll have to go.
Or if you prefer, what's the worst gift you've ever given?
Well, that is not a thing, because I give great gifts. I'd probably say it was probably a Secret Santa, like, and I gave some coloring books to a grown ass adult, like, I wasn't proud of it, but it was a Secret Santa amongst, you know, a group of Facebook friends, and the person I got, like, I didn't really know that well, and it was coloring books, and I was like, you know, I had to get him something, and so it was like, here, I'm getting it out before the deadline.
Man. So not to upstage your worst story, because that's a bad gift in the sense that, like, it wasn't very thoughtful. So in college, a very good friend of mine was like, he was the good kid in the group of very party heavy kids.
Well, who wasn't you? Of course not. You were the good kid.
No, I was a terrible monster of a person in college. And as a friendly joke, I got this person, who I won't mention by name, but is probably watching, and if you are, I'm still so sorry.
Ouch.
I got them a World's Best Dad mug and World's Best Dad t-shirt, since they were such an overbearing parent to our friend group. A gift that I gave him, not knowing that his dad died a week before Christmas.
Oh, no! It's so terrible.
Yeah.
You can't be faulted if you didn't know, though.
Yeah, I didn't know, but I still made a grown man cry on Christmas because his dad had passed away a week ago, and I got him a World's Best Dad mug and shirt. And that's the worst gift I've ever given on Christmas.
There's literally, I could never come up with a story to top that ever. Like,
I'm still so sorry, man.
Did you ever make it up to him? Like, you have to.
How do you fix that?
I don't know. Hey, sorry, here's a bottle of booze.
No, I mean, there's no, I apologize profusely. And like, he knew that I didn't know. And so like, it obviously wasn't. And like, the friendship that we had and still have, Maybe, hope, possibly a little more broken.
Are we still friends?
He knew that it wasn't intentional.
Yeah.
Because I would never do that. But yeah, man, it was rough.
Fuck, right? Ouch. Like,
so like, don't feel too bad about the guy who you got coloring books for, because it could have been way, 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 way worse.
God, like, no, like, because I was thinking like the same Secret Santa. Like, I remember what, like, the gift I had received was, it was a t-shirt that's like, I don't know my Secret Santa that well, so all I got was this t-shirt. Like obviously very lame, but compared to your story, like, I don't think I wore that shirt ever. Threw in the trash.
Yeah, that's a garbage.
Not that same day. Like, I think it was months later. I was like, well, I'm never wearing this because this is a dumb t-shirt.
I would have left that at the event.
We were all like Facebook friends. We mailed it to each other.
Oh, house. Okay.
We recorded it and then posted it on Facebook in our group chat. Like, you know, technology.
It's a beautiful thing, man. That actually sounds really sweet.
Yeah,
and also, like, clearly nobody in this group was good enough friends to have a Secret Santa between you, but I mean, that's how friendships work sometimes.
I thought that we were all going to have cool gifts. And, well, the one thing that I did get, or they tried to get me with, was, you know, those glitter bombs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, it was, we were in my truck, and my now ex-wife checked the mail. We were going somewhere, and she opened the mail, and... Well, for one, who opens a mail like this? Fucking nobody.
So also, in it. Your truck.
Yeah, I had a truck at the time.
No, this but I just mean, that's the worst place to open a glitter bomb is in your vehicle.
Well, yeah. So it was just like, it was must have been one of like the low end ones. So like, it didn't like pop out. It's like you opened a letter and you're supposed to open it and it just kind of falls in your lap or whatever.
Okay.
So however the hell she opened the mail, like, could see the glitter in there. I'm like, well, this is what this is. So, like, the intention was good. I love a good prank. Like, so I was like, all right, had that gotten me, I would have been a little upset, but I would have been, thought it was more hysterical than anything.
Yeah.
So it wasn't too shitty of a gift, seeing how I got that very terrible t-shirt, but yeah, good times. I love Secret Santas. I didn't do this one this year, and I'm a little upset about it.
Well, maybe next year when you set up your giant cool light display and I decorate your second story.
Yes.
Nice. Well, I think the biggest thing is, as long as you're having a good time and creating memories with your family or your friends or just people in your life, that's what Christmas is all about. That's the spirit of the season is, you know, people talk about like, it's not the getting, it's the giving. It's the time and intention that you spend together. Right. The thing that makes a gift special isn't the gift. It's showing that you know somebody well enough to get them something other than a shitty t-shirt or a crayon book. No, but like, you know, I think those are the good gifts, right? That really show like that you know the person, or gifts that show that person that you put time and effort into providing that for them.
And it's one thing that I remember reading years ago, and like, you know, for one, it's not about the dollar amount. Don't think that because you spent $1,000 or you spent $2,000 to supply your entire family with gifts that like everybody's going to like you. Like, it's not the dollar amount. Like you were saying, like, it's the actual thought that goes into it. Like, if that person that I gave the coloring books, like, loved the color, that would make sense. But like, most normal adults don't have fucking crayons, color pencils laying around, color a book. But the other thing is like, don't go into debt for people who actually don't care. Like, America especially is big into consumerism. They want to just spend because my mom, my dad, my sister's kids, my aunt, like, you know, family trees spread out. So like, they don't all need presents. Like, you don't have to buy them something. Don't spend the next year paying off your credit cards to then do it again, to put everything on credit cards. Like, it's a terrible cycle. Get out of that cycle.
Well, and for me, I so we could go down a whole path here, but I hate obligatory gifting. And yes, it's one of the things that kind of stresses me out about Christmas, honestly, is if I see something that reminds me of you and I am in a financial position to get that thing, I will get that thing and I will give it to you. And it could be March 3rd. And I will be like, hey, Derek, I saw XYZ and it made me think of you. And I love you because you're my friend. Here is this thing.
Well, on March 3rd, I'm expecting something now.
But like the idea of, oh, it's Christmas and Derek is my friend, so I have to get him something, sucks. Financially, it sucks. Emotionally, it sucks. And that gift is not going to be as good, at least for me. And again, this is all my personal experience. I'm not going to get you a good gift if I have to get you a gift. And I'm shitty with surprises and anticipation. So like, I'm not going to see something for you on March 3rd and then hold on to it until fucking December 25th to give you the cool Christmas present. That's the thing that I thought of you. Like, I'm not that guy. I'm not going to hide presents in the closet for months to give it to you as a Christmas present. I'm just going to give it to you. And then when Christmas rolls around, I'm going to be like, hey, Derek, remember that thing I got you in March? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. But there's also a crazy thing that you forget about: birthdays.
Yeah. Well, I mean, birthdays are the same way, man. Like, I hate birthday presents in the same way. I feel like people get me things on my birthday because they need to get me a birthday present, not because they saw that thing and it made me think of them or them think of me.
Yeah, whatever you're saying, it makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway. I think we've rambled about Christmas gifts for long enough, and we will be back to ramble some more about Christmas traditions next week. Maybe in a Buddy the Elf costume, maybe not.
No, it's already, because I'm going to say this because I'm pretty sure that anybody that I know isn't watching this, like, it's packed away. Unfortunately, the Buddy the Elf costume has to wait until next year.
That's okay. We'll forgive you this time. Life happens, and sometimes it happens on Christmas. If Die Hard taught us anything, it's that. Thank you all so much for joining us and sharing some of your holiday season with us. We are so proud of you. You guys are great dads. And the moms who are watching, or the single females who are watching, which is a weirdly large percentage of our viewership, we won't go into how much you like on the internet to say they're proud of you. We appreciate you joining us. Thank you so much for being a part of this community and being part of your kids' lives. So, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, Happy Holidays, Happy Yule, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy nothing at all, but it's December and you're going to have a good time. We're so glad to have you here with us. Tell Derek what to buy two 12-year-olds. He has a girl and a guy to shop for. It's very challenging. Comment down below. And Derek, you know, will hook you up.
Twitter. Like, if there's multiple of you, I will let him know that, hey, I've got this many. Like, somebody's getting $100 before Christmas. Like, we have all the social medias. Goody, you can tell them where they're at because I honestly don't know.
Well, for one, they're right down there in the bottom corner. But also, you can find us at Proud of You Dads on Instagram and Twitter. You can email us at proudofyoudads@gmail.com. You can comment down below on our YouTube video. Seriously, I know every YouTuber says it, but every YouTuber says it because it's really important for the algorithm. Like this video, comment down below, share it with your friends. That stuff really does help us out. It broadens our reach and helps us reach more dads. Every time you guys share this video with a friend, they get to see it, and YouTube bumps us up a little bit. So hopefully somebody else will see us too and join in on this ridiculous thing that we call Proud of You. Until next week, I'm Andrew Goody.
And I'm Derek Mata.
And we are proud of you.